USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is continuing to see the sights and sounds of London as the president was greeted by Queen Elizabeth and toured parts of Buckingham Palace earlier today. The president then made a visit to Westminster Abbey and laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Warrior. This is day one of the president's three-day visit to the UK. Another active weather day in parts of the country, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Storms across the Midwest, the Plains, and the South are bringing new threats of flash flooding. Areas of West Texas, Kansas, eastern Nebraska, and western Iowa facing the greatest risk today and tonight. Major flooding continuing as well in Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas.
And a delegation of Mexican officials are in Washington, D.C. for talks over President Trump's plan to levy tariffs in an effort to get the nation to do more to stop the flow of migrants over the southern border. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Possible trade wars with China and Mexico is one of the main reasons you'll be paying less at the pump this week, as we hear from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The other factor is a decrease in the price of oil that is down almost $5 from last week to $52.67 a barrel. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest figures.
The national average gallon of gasoline in the U.S. has shed another 2 cents per gallon. The nation's average now $2.81 per gallon. We now stand about 14 cents lower than where we were last year on the state.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleland is warning Mexico if they don't step up to do more to stop the influx of illegal immigrants from Mexico into the United States, they'll have to face the consequences.
Operationally, we've had great partnerships with Mexico in the past. But 1,000 people a day, when we're apprehending 4,500 a day, is not making an impact. We need more.
That audio courtesy of CNN's State of the Union, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New details are out regarding the gunman who killed a dozen people, mostly co-workers, in Virginia Beach. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
The gunman in the shooting massacre that left 12 people dead and others injured in a Virginia Beach city building where he worked had submitted his letter of resignation hours before the shooting. Virginia Beach City Manager Dave Hatchin says that despite him being in good standing.
He notified his chain of command that morning.
The morning, Friday?
Yes.
And he was notified by email?
My understanding is he did that via email.
He was not forced to resign?
Negative.
Was the resignation over a position that he was applying for and did not get?
Not to my knowledge.
He had worked as an engineer for the city. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
North Carolina lottery officials say one lucky ticket holder will take home just over $344 million in the Powerball jackpot that they won on Saturday evening. The winner has not come forward yet, but officials say the winning ticket was sold at Carly C's grocery store. Owner of Carly C's, Mac McLam, says this sort of money will change this person's life forever.
We are so grateful to just here at Carly C's that we could just play a small part in this, that we could play a part in not only changing someone's life, but actually changing someone's generational life, and that it would carry on. Because $340 million would go on several lifetimes.
Please remember you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.